Now, was that the one you dried it with or the one you washed
well,
it
with? Well, they usually had a drying cloth.
All right.
Yeah, what about, tell him a joke about that one, Pappy.
No,
you tell him a joke about that, says,
You won't talk to
him
before the
boss. I won't talk to him, says, says, get that damn dish rag and wipe the snot off that baby's nose, anything. I hate some nastiness. Dish rag wipes my kid's nose, snot, those kids that are eating breakfast stuff. Yes, I hate some nastiness.
Yeah.
I
always
talk about something on friends.
Okay. How about that? That's okay. How about the kind of thing you might use for when you're washing your hands? You might put soap on or washing your face.
Oh, that good old lye soap that mm-hmm. Granny Clampett makes. Mm-hmm.
Did you? No, I mean, did you use something called a wash rag or a washcloth?
Oh yeah, we use the wash.
And how about something you might dry yourself with?
A towel.
Okay. And then,
something like this poor thing.
Yeah, right. Sure. Right. Okay. How about something that where the water comes out in the house?
Well, we didn't have it inside the home.
Okay. But later when you did.
Oh, yeah. We got it there. We got a laboratory in the bathroom there. And we got one there in the kitchen, spigot.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. But
how about on outside the house, where you might put a hose up if you're going to, say, water?
Oh, yeah, if you're going to water your flower. Yeah. Or something, screw a hose on the spigot.
Okay. Now, how about on a barrel or a keg that where you wanted to, you might have a wooden handle on it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's it. I'm pretty sure this code speaking.
Okay, all three of them. If it gets too cold around here, in the winter, and you have some exposed pipes, they might the water in the pipes might freeze, and then that ever happen?
Oh yeah, sure. Double freeze.
Okay. Then what do you call that when that happens?
Well, we call it a blizzard.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a barrel, and I just mentioned something a minute ago, but something smaller than a barrel, something nails might come in.
Cakes.
All right. How about the things that go around a barrel to keep the staves in place?
That's the hoops.
All right. And a thing that you might use to, you mentioned, syrup before. You ever call that molasses? Yeah. Is that different?
Yeah.
Is that different or the same?
That's all cane products. Here we usually just had the Georgia cane syrup, but mm-hmm. in South Georgia I believe it's called molasses. They had sugar cane down there, you know, mm-hmm. they could grow it in the tropical or some tropical areas. Or we couldn't grow it here in this area.
What's the difference between molasses and the cane? Is it?
Oh, well.
They're both sweet because they make sugar.
Yeah.
Well, I think the sugar cane is more productive and they don't have to have seed to plant it. They just plant the stalk.
Yeah. Is one thicker than the other?
Yes, I think the sugar cane would grow thicker.
Okay.
I never saw any growing except down there in Flaxton in Georgia.
Did you ever have a container that you'd keep, what do you call the container that you might keep syrup in or lard in? You know anything you call a stand?
I had a lard tub.
Lard tub.
And a syrup pitcher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had them. They had a flip lid, you know, you could put your thumb on it and the fingers through the handle and flip the lid and pour it out to keep the nets. And
yeah. Sure.
They love it.
Okay. And how about the kind of thing when you were, what kind of draft animals did you use for pulling things?
Oh,